Annie Dugan joins us to tell us where we can find art, and just about did the entire program over the phone because she said, I've got this to talk about this, that, this, that. So, Annie, you better get going because you've got a lot of art to cover in not very much time.
Hi, Lisa. The big event this week, of course, is the membership show at the Duluth Art Institute. For the past, I think, 5 years, each year has gotten more artwork. So I think, again, this is a record-breaking year with 182 artists represented. Everything from artists like Brock and Jeff Larson, who run the Lake Superior Atelier, who do just amazing work in oil, just like jaw-dropping, stunning, stunning work, highest degree of professionalism there is, to people who are just getting started and figuring out the wonders and the joys of artwork, which I think there's equal joy in both of these creations, and especially for audiences. We have there's a new artist this year who I'm super excited about. Annie Schweiger has a piece in the show. Annie is a recent graduate of UMD and is one of these artists who thinks, no, I can't put it in. It's not perfect yet. And it is just, if people walk by and it's one of their absolute favorite pieces. It is, and I think you would particularly like it, Lisa, it is a pet portrait of a long-haired chihuahua named Winston. But Winston is done in, he's got a wonderful, beautiful Renaissance collar on, a very jaunty hat. He's just done to the nines. It just captures the look of, that wonderful look that your dog gives you sometimes.
especially when you dress him up in a Renaissance collar.
In a Renaissance collar, exactly.
Yeah, I know that look.
Yes, we have artists like Per Wickstrom. I love Per's work. When he retired from being a surgeon, he said, I really need to figure out something that I'm going to get better at rather than worse in my retirement. So he took up painting, and he just does fabulous work. He has these two beautiful cows that are nuzzling each other. So Tyler Johnson has a piece in it this year. He's a designer in town who really does fun work. So I think the best word to describe the Duluth Art Institute membership show is pure joy. I mean, it really is all about the joy of making things.
One of the things that I found magical about the show was to discover familiar names on the placard next to a piece of artwork.
Exactly.
And to realize that somebody that you know is an artist, and
exactly,
to go from a strictly social standpoint and see all of the magical things that your friends are capable of that you maybe had no idea was really super fun.
Absolutely. No, it totally is what it is. It's very much a community show. Amy Varsek, Dana Matyson, Amber White, who are all employees of the Art Institute. This is the first time we've had employees of the Art Institute show their work, which I think is really fun, too. So it goes along with that sense that, sort of, we call it the biggest show and tell of the year, and it really is. And then Friday, there's a couple really great things going on Friday. The AICO, the American Indian Housing Organization, is having a paint night with Karen Savage Blue. It happens to be her birthday that day, so there will be cake. And the theme of the evening is moon, sky, water, earth. And Karen does some really fabulous. She did a project a couple years ago where she did a painting a day, so 365 paintings of the outdoors. She's does plein air work, studio work. It's a great opportunity to sort of get a sense of how she works. And you get to work along with her. There's also Made Here in Minnesota. I think a lot of times we think that the Twin Cities has a hold on the kind of, you see more and more artists get grants in the Twin Cities, more organizations, more opportunities. Well, the Duluth Art Institute has really made an effort to try and get those opportunities extended to Northland residents and Northland artists who we think are just as fabulous as those in the Twin Cities. And so Made Here Minnesota is a project by the Hennepin Theater Trust where they provide stipends for artists to have shows in downtown Minneapolis in their vacant storefronts. They're going to have an info session this Friday from 5 to 7. Joan Vodenberger, who's a really just dynamite speaker and is really, this is sort of her baby, she's coming up to talk about it and really try and welcome a broader sense of Minnesota artists. So I'm excited that they're extending that to folks up around here. And then Saturday at 10 a.m., there's been a show up I've talked a lot about on Where's Art called Four North at the Duluth Art Institute, and there's a bunch of engagement opportunities surrounding it. And Kirsten Owney, who had work when the Duluth Public Arts Commission debuted their plan last Thursday, she created an environment, I would say, in the mayor's reception room in City Hall where she had wall pieces, she had projections, people wore white and her projections were on them. She had people wearing crowns. She's a fabric artist and incorporates colors and motifs of the Northland into her work. And she's going to do a studio demonstration 10 a.m. on Saturday. So it's a really neat opportunity to see how she operates and how she creates her environments.
Annie,
so that will be
one more thing. I'm going to interrupt because I want you to mention one more thing.
Okay.
If you are interested, I was thinking about this. If you're interested a little bit in any of these opportunities that come up, I was thinking about the Hennepin thing. I'm thinking about the member show. To try to take part in these as a new or a fledgling artist. Maybe some.
Absolutely.
I love the idea of being at an age where you want to find something you can get better at instead of getting worse at. I love that idea. One of the things that you'll find you have to do is write an artist statement. Now, we could do a whole show about that, and it's actually really funny. You can go online and come up with an artist statement generator thing, which is really kind of hysterical. But if you legitimately want to learn how to do this, you've got some workshops coming up at the Duluth Art Institute to help people.
Right. So not this week, but the following week on Tuesday, Amber White, who is our artist services director at the Duluth Art Institute, she is leading one of these, and she has done this for a while. She used to do it down in the Twin Cities. Now she's doing it up around here. She did it for the Fiber Guild, and everything that the Fiber Guild people said was glowing. It really walks you through how to translate, you know, this wonderful jumble in your head for artists onto paper. Because I think a lot of visual artists struggle, you know, they're creating visual work because they're visual artists rather than writers. And so how do you sort of translate what you're doing into the written word? And Amber does a fabulous job of walking people through that process in a way that isn't going to be, you know, this isn't going to be the worst thing that's going to happen in your life. You might actually have fun with it.
No. Well, and of course, to walk that line in an artist statement, and it's a really thin line between arrogance and pretension and clear communication of what it is that you're trying to do. And you tip over the line and you risk, you know, somebody like Annie maybe reading an artist statement and chuckling. And
exactly.
You don't want to be chuckled at as an artist.
No.
All right, Annie, so much art and so few days in a week. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan is the host of Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.